The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, we've got a Facebook Live. So I did a Facebook Live in the last couple of days, and of course, not everybody can watch the Facebook Lives, but the information in those Facebook Live events are really important. So I wanted to share them, and I wanted to get them down as a podcast. And so here is that Facebook Live. Speak soon. Hi, it's Dan Latto speaking. So the other question I keep getting asked is about personal branding versus company branding. So let's just have a quick conversation around that, because I think it's really important for you to understand. So like in my business, I am the business, I am the brand, I am the face of it. So on some hand, on one hand, that's really good, and on the other hand, it's really bad. Because if we do a great service for our clients, then obviously I get praised, that's wonderful. But if we do a bad service for a client, then I get kind of not praised. So you've got to make sure that the product that you've got really works. But even if your company name is different than your personal name, do you still brand yourself? And I think the answer is yes. Because we live in this world now where personal branding is really important. Let's take Dyson, for example, who's just announced he's off to Singapore. He's all for Brexit, but Brexit's not for him. It's for others. And so he's moving all his manufacturing process over to Singapore so that he can still take advantage of Europe. But from Singapore, which he wouldn't have access to if he was doing it from the UK, because there's no trade agreement in place. So it's not hypocritical at all, Mr. Dyson. It's not. But everybody knows James Dyson. James, I think he's called. And it's because he's got his personal brand. Who's the boss of Virgin? Who's Branson? Who's the boss of Amstrad? It's Lord Sugar. So your personal brand is really, really important. And if you don't carry through on your personal brand, and your personal brand is actually quite negative, that definitely will impact your business. So I think you need to be moving forward hand in hand. You need some personal branding. People want to find out about the company. There's no question in this year that people do want to find out about the company and who owns it and what are they like, because it's just that world in which we live in. So you've got to build up your KLT. People have got to know you. People have got to like you. People have got to trust you. And you've got to be starting producing content that will show people how likable you are in one way or another. So, yes, you should be pushing out your branding of your company, but you should also be doing some personal branding as well. It's not like it's going to unless you're a nightmare person, but it's not going to harm your company, you having a personal brand as well. So you should definitely be doing that. If you've got any questions about that, just stick them in the box below and I'll answer them for you. My name's Dan Latto. Speak to you soon. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.